By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madinah channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Each and every single morning of yours should be Rise and Shine, my dear viewers. As usual, we have a new topic, but we always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. In fact, the Surah Al-Fatiha, this is in Tafsir al-Bedawishi. The reason I mention this is because, subhanAllah, this morning I was reading this. In Tafsir al-Bedawishi, which is a brilliant commentary of the glorious Quran, it mentions approximately 14 different names of Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha, it mentions approximately 14 different names. And from amongst these names is Ash-Shafiyah and Ash-Shifa. Surah Al-Fatiha is also given the name of Surah Ash-Shafiyah and Surah Ash-Shifa. Ash-Shafiyah refers to the healer. This is what it means. Surah Al-Fatiha is a healer. Shifa is a cure due to the Hadith Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Fatihatul Kitab is a shifa min kulli da for every illness, my dear viewers. So inshallah, I'm not sure if the Qari will be reciting Surah Al-Fatiha or another surah possibly, but undoubtedly what we must understand is at these times of difficulties, ailments, illnesses, we should turn to the Quran for shifa. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء
اے لوگو اپنے رب سے ڈرو جس نے تمہیں ایک جان سے پیدا کیا اور اسی میں سے اس کا جوڑا بنایا اور ان دونوں سے بہت سے مرد و عورت پھیلا دیے
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَابِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا
اور اللہ سے ڈرو جس کے نام پر مانگتے ہو اور رشتوں کا لحاظ رکھو بے شک اللہ ہر وقت تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے
وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ
اور یتیموں کو ان کے مال دو اور سترے کے بدلے گندا نہ لو
وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ
اور ان کے مال اپنے مالوں میں ملا کر نہ کھا جاؤ
إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا
بے شک یہ بڑا گناہ ہے
وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَى فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ
اور اگر تمہیں اندیشہ ہو کہ یتیم لڑکیوں میں انصاف نہ کرو گے تو نکاح میں لاؤ جو عورتیں تمہیں خوش آئیں دو دو اور تین تین اور چار چار
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. Dear viewers, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the glorious Quran. Now, after the Quran Sharif, we move on to the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But just as a reminder, my dear viewers of Manchana, in fact, I also need to introduce today's topic. Today's topic is very, very important. But before that, a quick reminder: please try to make it a practice of yours to recite the Quran. There's no excuse of not having time on our hands. Our hands are full of time. Our hands, my dear viewers, are full of time. We have all the time in the world, as you would say. We have all the time in the world. So now, please use this time wisely. And a portion of this time should be taken out for things such as Durood Sharif, reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It said that a person who recites Durood Sharif 1,000 times. Now, reciting it 1,000 times may take about half an hour, about 10-20 minutes. Maybe even less, my dear viewers. But the fadila, the benefit of this, the virtue of this is the brilliant part. That if you recite Durood Sharif 1,000 times, then a person, he shall not die until he has seen his own place in Jannah. This is a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine this, being certain in this world, seeing your abode in Jannah by reciting the Durood Sharif 1,000 times. So make this a habit of yours. Now in terms of the Durood Sharif, you can take out a tasbih, take out one of the counters, it would be a lot more easier. But generally even a normal tasbih, and continue to recite the Durood Sharif. You don't have to stop and take time out specifically for the action, no. As you are doing something else, you may be going for a walk, and as you're going for a walk, you can write and you can recite the Durood Sharif. This is one thing. Secondly, the glorious Quran, yes, I emphasize this every single day due to its importance. Take some time out. Normally we would say 5 minutes at least. Now we say at least 10 minutes, my dear viewers. At least 10 minutes. You know, whatever, as long as you take the Quran and read it, whatever you read it for, that's fine. But please try to, in fact, the Quran is such that if you were to actually perform your ablution fresh, or, you know, have a shower or something, freshen yourself up, properly freshen yourself up, clean clothes, sit down, recite the Quran, I would say 5 minutes, it would possibly, you yourself will read it 10 minutes, 20 minutes, even up until half an hour. This is one of the brilliances of the glorious Quran. Today's topic, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, today's topic is tolerance. Tolerance, being tolerant. And this is very, very important. Why did I choose to speak about tolerance? Because we are all at home. And there are some people, yes, who, because they are on their own, you know, maybe depression, this is something we've recently spoken about. But many, especially with Asian families, there are many individuals living in one household, many people living under one roof. It could even be 4 or 5. This could be considered many. And some will be even more than 4 or 5. There will be 7, 8, 9, possibly even more. The important thing is that when everybody's at home, people make it a little bored. Something, anything could happen. Generally, you hardly see each other. It's a different matter. You're at school and you're at work, you're at mosque, wherever you are. But now everybody's together. And when everybody's together, then being humans, there are disputes within the family. Yes, it could be between brother, sister, brother and brother. It could even be between parents. Anything could happen. Why? Because we're humans, we make mistakes. So what we must do, my dear viewers, is be tolerant. This is very, very important. When we're all together, we don't want, you know, brothers fighting amongst themselves. We don't want families breaking up, no. How can we go about this? By being tolerant. We must accept that just as I am a human, my brother, my sister, my nephew, my niece, whoever it is, they are also human. Just as I can make a mistake, they can also make a mistake. So if I was to make a mistake, I would wish for them to forgive me. So if they make a mistake, we should also forgive them. We should also be tolerant towards them, my dear viewers. And yes, it may be testing your patience. It may be a little hard with some people in your family. But inshallah, undoubtedly, with more difficult actions, good actions, there is more reward in it also. Nevertheless, let's move to our Nahl Sharif and then we shall speak more on this topic of tolerance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
جب حسن سون کا جلوہ نما انوار کا در عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن سون کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن سون کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر حسن سون کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار عالم کیا ہوگا جس وقت تھے خدمت میں ان کی ابو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی جس وقت تھے خدمت میں ان کی ابو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی جس وقت تھے خدمت میں ان کی ابو بکر عمر عثمان و علی اس وقت رسول اکرم کے اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنی کایا پلٹ دے دنیا کی چاہے اشاروں سے اپنی کایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا پلٹ دے دنیا کی شان ہے خدمت داروں کی شان ہے خدمت داروں کی شان ہے خدمت گاروں کی تو سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا یہ شان ہے خدمت داروں کی سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ان کا منگتا اسے ٹھکرا دے وہ دنیا کٹا جس کی خاطر مر گئے منعم رگڑ کر ایڑیا چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے گایا ہی پلٹ دے دنیا کی یہ شان ہے خدمت گاروں کی کیا ہوگا ایک میں ہی نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ ہے ایک میں ہی نہیں ان پر قربان زمانہ
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, you know, some people would have listened to that kalam, this Naad Sharif, they would have just generally enjoyed it without understanding anything. MashaAllah, you know, this is the brilliance of the kalam of, you know, these such great individuals, subhanAllah. Now, and this such eloquence this kalam is, and this is the brilliance of this kalam, you, MashaAllah, also the brother's beautiful voice plays a huge part in it, no doubt about it. Now, other people, well, I wouldn't say other people like me, because the majority of it, I myself didn't also understand it completely, my dear viewers. And I've heard this other times I possibly didn't understand any of it. MashaAllah, this is a waste by our respected Nad Khan who recited this. Now, Today, whilst listening to it, I don't know what the reason was. Maybe my Urdu has slightly improved, mashallah. Or maybe it's just that I've only just paid attention to it. But I really, really, you know, when I thought about it, I understood a few things. But one which was, Har koi fida hai bin dekhe. If I remember correctly, I think this is how it is. Har koi fida hai bin dekhe. Didar ka alam kya hoga? Har koi fida hai. Everybody, you know, every other person, everyone, they are ransom. They are able to and are willing to sacrifice themselves for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of this, this love which they possess for the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of this is bin deke. They have not even seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, everyone would say, yes, we are ready to give everything because we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So har koi fida hai bin dekhe. Everybody is willing to ransom themselves, to sacrifice themselves for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the Messenger of Allah, without having even seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Didar ka alam kya hoga? Imagine if they were to see the noble Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what would be their state? Allahu Akbar. This is possibly, well, there were a few things understood, but the only things which are coming to mind, but mashallah azza wa jal, beautiful kalam, beautifully recited by our respected awais by also, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of our deen, of our religion, grant us love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and love for those things which bring us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us enmity for such actions, whatever it may be, which distances us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the love of Himself and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more beloved to us than ourselves, our families, and all of humanity. Now this was the dua. This is actually a translation of the dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam would do this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. That ya Allah, I ask you for your love. Wal amal alladhi yuballighuni ila hubbik. Ya Allah, love for those actions which lead me to your love. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi. Ya Allah, make your love even more beloved to me than myself, wa ahli, than my family. This was the dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, which we should also perform. We should also perform this dua. Now, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, alhamdulillah, azzurru. For those of you that may have joined us, you are watching Rise and Shine. It seems like we've had a very long introduction. For those that may have joined us again, the topic for today is tolerance. As I mentioned previously, the reason I've chosen this topic is maybe I've had something happen with myself and a brother of mine, subhanallah. But generally, it's something which would happen within families. There are many people, especially in Asian families, you know, we have a lot of people living together. And in fact, all families will have 4 or 5 people, more or less people would have. But the important point is that we are spending much more time with our family than we normally do. Now this is a good thing, alhamdulillah. You know, generally we would rarely get the opportunity to speak to a lot of our family members. Now, mashallah, it is a blessing we are able to spend time together. But sometimes when we are spending time, a lot more time together, it could become exhausting. It could be, you know, a bit tiring, because maybe spending a bit too much time you feel. Why? Because we are humans and we may offend each other, things we shouldn't do, but because we're human, naturally these things happen, we do such things. So for this reason, I have chosen the topic of tolerance, and it is very, very important for us to be tolerant. Always we should be tolerant, especially during this time where there's much difficulty throughout the world, is the spread of the virus. I thought maybe I'll be able to go a program without mentioning it, but subhanAllah, there we go, we've mentioned the word virus. Now, my dear viewers of Inshallah, we will be joined by our respected Mawlana Usman Sahib. We'll also be speaking to them. And whenever we do have any conversation, you know what that is about. Nevertheless, tolerance, my dear viewers, this is such an attribute, such a brilliant attribute, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that there are five attributes of the prophets. And from amongst these, tolerance is one. This is one attribute of all of the prophets, my dear viewers, tolerance. It said that it's better for a person to be tolerant in comparison to another person who prays all his prayers. Throughout the entire night, he's praying salah, he's worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And throughout the day, he is fasting, he's remaining hungry. He's fasting. But tolerance, a person who is tolerant, is even better than this. SubhanAllah, just think about this. And he said that, why do you not be tolerant? And with tolerance comes forgiveness. If you are tolerant, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive you. So what are the things, or when is it that tolerance is actually required? In normal day, are you required to be tolerant? No. You are only required to be tolerant when you are being disturbed, when you have been harmed in such a way, due to anger. This is possibly the most important thing. It's mentioned in the glorious Quran, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, and those people who suppress their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and subhanAllah, there's also a beautiful a parable behind these verses of the Quran, which inshallah, if possible, I will come to mention. Now, tolerance is required at such a time when a person is angry, as we've already mentioned, when a person is angry. Now, what we must remember in terms of anger is that anger itself, anger per se, only lasts for 2 seconds, meaning the neurological response to anger, this only remains for 2 seconds. After these 2 seconds have passed, this is basically what scientists say as to how true it is, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. But they state that the neurological response to anger is 2 seconds. A person only remains truly angry for 2 seconds. Look how sure there is. One, two, that's it. Or one elephant, two elephants, as people would say. 2 seconds have gone. The rest is our response, the way we reciprocate to our feeling of anger. Or sometimes we as humans, we wish to extend it, don't we? We wish to show that, you know, not only have I felt it, but I wish to show that I felt anger. No, my dear viewers, we should be tolerant. In fact, it said, and because we mentioned this verse of the Quran, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, those people who suppress their anger, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those people who are forgiving, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Now, this is beautiful because once is mentioned as the Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I think he comes as great or great great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's from the lineage of Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Muhammad Baqir, Hazrat Zain al-Abidin. So yes, it goes towards even more towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once there was his servant. His servant had spilt water on Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq, now remember, Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq, he was the father of Hazrat Musa Kazimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Musa Kazimi radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that individual who is known as Musa. His name was Musa, but his title was Kazimi. That person who would suppress his anger, he was famous for this, and this was his father. Imagine this. the servant, he spills water on Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looks at him, and you know, you can tell this person, he's been angered. And he looks at him with this gaze. And this servant, subhanAllah, he's not a servant of an ordinary person, he's a servant of Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great individual. So undoubtedly this servant would also be great, undoubtedly this servant also would be knowledgeable. Immediately this servant, as soon as he sees that his master is looking at him in such a way, immediately he says, وَكَاذِبِينَ الْغَيْفِ. Allahu Akbar. And those people who suppress their anger, meaning he's reminding him. He's reminding Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, you know, you're angry, you're about to do something, you're about to say something. But just a quick reminder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does mention in the glorious Quran, he does praise those people who, kadhimin al-ghayz, those people who suppress their anger. And subhanAllah, immediately upon hearing this, Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he becomes relaxed. Allahu Akbar. And then the servant, he continues, maybe pushing his luck, Allahu Akbar. He says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. This is what the servant says. And those people who are forgiving, and the ones who forgive the people. And then Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies, okay, I forgive you too. And then now, subhanAllah, he's got this, so he wishes to, you know, take advantage of this, push his luck a little further. He says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who perform good actions. He loves those who suppress their anger. He loves those people who forgive. So subhanAllah, you've forgiven me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves those who are muhsineen, those people who perform good actions. And what he was hinting by this was, okay, now's my chance, free me. This is Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, okay, you are free, and I also give you 1,000 dinars from my wealth. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is, Allahu Akbar, if we were only to talk about this example, what a brilliant, what a perfect example. That firstly, Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's angry. This was the time for him to do something, to maybe harm him, to say something to him, to, you know, ridicule anything he could have done. But Hazrat Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he didn't. Why? He was reminded, وَالْكَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, those who suppress their anger. So this is what Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he does, he suppresses anger. Then he also forgives him. Not only does he suppress his anger and forgive him, but then he's so tolerant. This was tolerance itself. This was sufficient. But then he was so tolerant, so kind, that he said, okay, I'll even free you. Now this person is free. Not only was he free, he was given 1,000 dinars. This is a huge sum of money. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the lesson to be taken from this is, Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq was undoubtedly a great individual. But we are to take a lesson from this in particular, that this is what happened to him. Who was it done by? It was done by a slave, people who were the least, the lowest of the low in class. This is who it was done by. Now, if your brother was to somehow say something to you, if your sister was to say something to you, if your nephew or niece was to do something which angered you, then is it not your duty to also be tolerant? Is it not your duty to also be patient? Yes, it is, my dear viewers. We should also be tolerant. And if he could be tolerant to a slave, who are we not to be tolerant to our younger brother, to our elder brother, to our sisters, to our nephews, our nieces, even parents, uncles, whatever it may have been. Sometimes it's the elderly, they make a mistake. And sadly, in this day and age, yes, the youngsters, they are speaking disrespectfully to the elders. No, my dear viewers, tolerance. This is very, very important. Let's move to our Well, subhanAllah, we do have, mashallah, our Maulana Usman Sahib, and I realize that he's been with us for quite some time, so I wish to, subhanAllah, take him on straight away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, we also have you on video. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, mashallah, azza wa jal. Now, my dear viewers, mashallah, this is our Maulana Usman Sahib from Malawi. Many of you would have already seen him on Madani channel. Jazakallah khaira for joining us. I am looking slightly towards that side because that's where I can see him. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for joining us. Jazakallah khaira, honestly, for taking out your time and joining us. Now, subhanAllah, where shall we begin? One, our topic is tolerance. The time we are living in, such difficulties is the coronavirus. I did mention that we cannot speak without talking about the coronavirus. It is very difficult nowadays. Usman bhai, in fact, let's ask you a similar question. Has a day gone by you've not spoken about the coronavirus?
Actually, I don't think that I have passed a day in these days, especially where I haven't spoken about coronavirus, because it's all over the social media, and everyone knows about it. Those people who are not even using social media, or those who do not have such link with
those people who would not be able to normally pronounce such a big word. And subhanAllah, yesterday, Usman bhai, there were my nieces and my nephews who were all playing outside in the garden. And one said jokingly to the other that, no, I can't touch you because, well, it was, I don't know if it was jokingly or not, but said, I cannot touch you because of the coronavirus. And my young nephew, he's 2 to 3 years old, he said, no, you've got the coronavirus. And just hearing him say that, I was thinking, wow, subhanAllah, this is a young kid. You know, so this is something which everybody's heard of. People would never, you know, it's quite a long word though, isn't it, Usman bhai? So yes, everybody has, subhanAllah, and I think, mashallah, because you're from Malawi, I think a lot of our viewers would also be thinking, what's happening in Malawi? How is the state? What is the state of Malawi at the moment?
Government and the authorities, because of precautions, they have implemented some laws, which is good for the people.
Yes. So what are these laws? Are these people from abroad cannot come to the country?
Yes, there are restrictions at our airports, on our borders, the local airline of Malawi. There are some limitation rules, limitation on gathering more than 100 people and issues like that.
Okay, gathering 100 people. Here is about, I think, only 2 people are allowed from different households, allowed to be together outside the homes generally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it protected. I do pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep, mashallah, those people protected, and also those people who have been affected. Sadly, a lot of individuals have been affected by this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them shifa.
Video of Qibla Nigrani Shura, Haji Muhammad Imran Attari, and he gave such a beautiful message, and I would wish that this message also go out to the viewers of Madani channel, for those who, in case did not see that video of Nigrani Shura, that there are so many videos, so many messages going on social media. That is another chapter, whether it is authentic or not. But the main thing is, so many messages are going on regarding threats of coronavirus. The coronavirus is this, this has happened, it has attacked these many people. But how many of us are such who give positive news about coronavirus? That these many countries are secure, or so many people have become fine after getting this coronavirus. And you know, some kind of good news, some kind of encouragement.
Rise and Shine is all about positivity, Usman bhai. So it's brilliant, mashallah. We've had you. Yes, my dear viewers, there are countries around the world which are completely free from coronavirus, mashallah. You know, that's brilliant. Well, this is brilliant news, honestly, it is. So, nevertheless, you know, as you did mention, that Nigrani Shura mentioned about the negative information we give, we should also give positive information. Even about all of this false information, this is another problem. Yesterday we had Mufti Saab from South Africa joining us, and the one piece of advice they left us with was, please stop giving false information. Now, anything somebody receives, immediately they just forward it. My dear viewers, please first try to confirm it. Like, I received so many things, But alhamdulillah, I did not forward it unless I saw that it was generally something which is over the news and, you know, which you find from a source which is generally reliable, my dear viewers. So please do not forward any false information. Now let's put that topic to a side, Usman bhai. Well, in a way, that also relates to today's topic. So in a way, maybe we can't put it to a side. Usman bhai, today's topic is tolerance. Everybody's at home together. A lot of people are spending time together, Usman bhai. You know, a lot of people are watching this program, entire families at home. And being humans, as we mentioned, we do sometimes say something to each other, which friends people, the best of people do. You know, everybody will do this, where sometimes you'll say something to somebody, especially since everybody's together, and it may offend those people. So today's lesson, Usman bhai, today we shall be speaking about tolerance. We have also mentioned the waqi of Hazrat Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anything you would like to share?
Start off with the Hadith al-Mubarakah, which Amir al-Sunnah has written in his book, Excellence in Forgiving and Tolerance. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever has three things, three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his account on the Day of Judgment with utmost ease. Because the Day of Judgment will be a real panic. The panic of coronavirus is nothing in front of that panic which will be on the Day of Judgment. So for easiness from coronavirus, we are ready to take all sorts of precautions. But what about to get easiness on the Day of Judgment? What are we implementing? So Hadith al-Mubarakah gives us three things. If we follow that, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us during the accountability on the Day of Judgment. When asked, Ya Rasulullah, what are those three things? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, give to those who have deprived you. Number two, establish relations with those who try to break off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. So now when we are in an environment of a family, then husband and wife, brothers and sisters, brothers and brothers, there are matters in which, you know, in a kitchen where there are so many pots at once. So obviously they will come into contact with one another and make noise. So that is natural. That will happen and that does happen. But the bad part is that when we let it happen, that when something happens and we just let it go and we stretch a small story into a big story and then coming up with a history of 25 years, the 25 years ago you did like that, I did like that, I have given you this, I have given you that, what have you done? So this is contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone says something, we should tolerate it, we should forgive him. The waqia of, I was listening to you when you mentioned the waqia regarding tolerance, and subhanAllah, it's an amazing waqia. A slave is forgiven. Imagine we are in that situation and our servant does like that. Maybe your maid or your servant is ironing your clothes and she or he ends up burning your jubba or something. Would our reaction be similar? Would we forgive them? Or would we would definitely be all over. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. One of the best waqia and a lesson for us from the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the waqia of Ta'if. That the people of Taif, how they were pelting stones at Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when one foot mubarak of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in blood and it was hurting, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted it up, they would pelt on the other foot, the other leg, full of blood. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is tired, he's resting, the angel comes, Ya Rasulullah, should I destroy them? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive the people. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tolerated that, he forgave, and we see the result today. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took revenge, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the way we do today, picking up the sleeves and saying that you don't know me, so Islam would not spread in that specific area, and hence it would not spread so rapidly throughout the world. So the non-Muslims, there is a very beautiful saying I came across, the non-Muslims do not read the Holy Quran, they read a Muslim. So as Muslims, what are we making them read? We have to make them read what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has made us read. So when we follow the seerat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, our house, our workplace, our society will become a garden of Medina, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azzajal. Usman, by Jazakallah Khair again, mashallah, for giving us your time. Any words of advice, generally things which people should keep in mind, especially nowadays?
Especially nowadays, the virus, coronavirus, is actually one of the opportunities or lessons of tolerance, and that you are not able to go out, it's a lockdown, you want to get something or you want to visit somewhere or you want to go outside to play, you are not able to, you need to practice tolerance in that, you need to practice sabr in that. So that's one lesson of tolerance. And whilst we are at home, we need to practice sabr, tolerance and love with our family members as well. So this being a lesson of tolerance, along with that, many people have been seen that they say, what will happen? What will coronavirus do to me? What will happen? And, it's fine. So it shouldn't be like that. Yes, tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be there, but we should tie our camel first and then keep our trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure that our salahs are on time. Not that there is a lockdown and you are at home, so you, do whatever you want to do. So that's not correct. So let's, inshallah, practice precautions. Let's abide by what the rules have been set for us. These are for our betterment. Coronavirus actually is a person with a lot of ego. He will not come to your house as a guest unless you go out and invite him. So if you go out and invite this guest to your house, then only you will be putting yourself and your family at risk. So inshallah, let's practice precaution. Let's put our trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's benefit ourselves and the others. And whilst we are at home in this period of lockdown, whatever you could not do in the rest of the days, you have the best chance to do it now. Read books. And for books, you don't even need to go to Maktabatul Madinah. Dawateislami.net has everything for you. So let's take this time as an advantage, and let's do those things which we were unable to.
Subhanallah. Jazakallahu khairah. MashaAllah. Usman bhai, for joining us, for giving your time also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you immensely. We do hope to have you again joining us very, very soon. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, MashaAllah, that was our respected Maulana Usman Madani Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Now, we do have, generally have, because subhanAllah, today time has gone so quickly. Allahu Akbar. But we do generally have a segment for children. Now, one of the most fundamental components of foods for children is milk, my dear viewers. Milk, it is very, very important. It is something children cannot go without. It is the only thing which children can, I don't know if you call it eating or drinking, as babies until a particular age. It is a source of nourishment, a source of replenishment. So many blessings in milk, my dear viewers. Let's hear a little about milk. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
Milk is an important part of our diet. It has a great nourishing value. We should have milk every day. It is not only important for growing children, but is also important for people of all age groups. It is also a rich source of calcium, protein, fat, and vitamin C. We all drink milk. But where does it come from? Do you know? I think that you only know that it comes from cows, but it also comes from buffaloes and camels, and also goats. Milk is not only drunken as milk, but it is also used as many other things, like cheese, butter, cream, tofu, and many other kinds of sweets. Milk is even drunken by many adults in shape of tea, and some kinds of coffees are mainly made from milk. There isn't pure milk available. Pure milk is really rare now. People have become dishonest. They add water into milk in large quantities, and this milk isn't beneficial enough than pure milk. These days, cold drinks and artificial juices are getting more popular than milk. It is no doubt that they are cheaper than milk, but they are positively harmful for your health. Milk helps strengthen the good bacteria so they can fight the bad bacteria easily. But on the other side, cold drinks and artificial juices help strengthen the bad bacteria so they can kill the good bacteria. as far as possible, cold drinks and artificial juices should not be given to children. People who live in cities are weaker than the people who live in villages, because the people who live in villages use a large quantity of milk, whereas the people in cities use a large quantity of drinks and artificial juices. And the second reason is that people in villages get pure milk because they can take out the milk from cows or buffaloes and drink it right away. Whereas people in the city can't get direct milk. They have to get it from other people who cannot be trusted, because in cities, milk isn't that good. And the people who sell milk inside cities cannot be trusted, because before selling, they add a lot of water inside milk. And they add fake nutrients that can harm your body. So to all you people in cities, you should know someone from villages so you can get some pure milk, and it helps you a lot. So that means that the people in rural areas are more strong and healthy than the people in cities.
All the joys he blessed us with, we thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah. The world, the sun.
So kids, we should drink milk a lot, and we should mainly get pure milk. If you know that someone is selling impure milk and adding some water or fake nutrients, you should not drink that, because that is harmful for your own health.
Thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
We just learned so many benefits about milk. So now I guess you already know that we should not drink packed milks, because it might be harmful for you. Like, if you get a choice between packed milk and open milk, like fresh milk, so you should choose the fresh milk.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Today, viewers of Madani Channel, milk, especially the children out there, well, it's for everyone. Some people think milk is only for the youngsters. No, it's also the elders. Alhamdulillah, up until this day, I try to drink milk. Alhamdulillah, I don't drink any fizzy drinks. I try to refrain from such drinks which are not healthy, which are not good. And this is how it should be. We should set the example for children. We say to children, you drink milk, you should drink milk, you shouldn't drink these sort of juices, etc., etc. And we ourselves, we drink all sorts of things. I don't wish to mention any names, but we drink all sorts of things. No, it's also for the elderly. It's also for, well, I'm not even elderly, but for all of the people who are not children, for everyone, my dear viewers. All of you should try to drink milk, especially children. For those children that do not drink their milk, please drink milk. Milk is very, very good. It is brilliant for you to become strong, to become healthy, to become big. It's very good for your bones. It contains calcium, so many more benefits which he has already mentioned. So rather than choosing all these other drinks, choose milk. Yes, this will be, inshallah, very, very beneficial for you. When you grow up, trust me, you will not regret drinking milk. But you may regret drinking these other things. That's all for now, my dear viewers. We have already gone over time. Inshallah, we shall be back tomorrow with more Rise and Shine. But keep this on your mind, that you must send salutations upon the greatest of mankind. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun